The Pilgrimage Church of St. Jan of Nepomuk is a unique work of Czech-Italian architect Jan Santini Eichel, who was known for using unlikely combinations of Baroque and Gothic styles. Such a marvel is it that in 1994 it was included on the UNESCO list of World Heritage Sites. Its architecture was guided by symbols of the legend of the Czech St. Jan of Nepomuk, one of the foremost saints of Central Europe, but also by the disciplines of the Kabbalah. Jan Santini Eichel had the good fortune of being a much sought-after artist of repute within his short lifetime. He only lived to the age of 46, but in that time he saw 60 of his designs constructed. Many of these structures can be found near the pilgrimage church in Zjar nad Sázavou, on the border of Bohemia and Moravia, and all of them are identifiable by their originality and masterful structural techniques. Santini was an expert in playing with contrasts of light and shadow, and he had an exceptional sense of spatial geometry. All of these skills were brought together in the pilgrimage church on Zelená Hora, which is perhaps first noticeable for its unique encircling wall in the shape of a 10-pointed star. As guide Maria Dubová says, though, sources show it was the local abbot rather than Santini himself who came up with that idea.
A to byl opat zdejšího cisterciáckého kláštera.
Václav Vejmula was the abbot of the Cistercians monastery here. He was not only very much a man of God, but also put to work a love of art and a talent for economic management. Once the abbot invited Santini to Zjar nad Sázavou, and they got along very well. They found that they were both practitioners of the Kabbalah, and they apparently got to talking. What emerged from their collaboration was a work that is unparalleled anywhere. The church is devoted to St. Jan of Nepomuk, but also to his story, and symbols of that story are everywhere on these grounds.
A právě jeho příběh a symboly jsou vneseny do celého areálu.
The saint in question was born Jan Velflin sometime in the 1340s in the Bohemian town of Pomuk, still called that in German but renamed in the negative Nepomuk in Czech for some reason. While celebrated throughout Central Europe from Italy to Lithuania even today, one of the only things we know about the life of Jan Velflin of Nepomuk is his death. As a middle-aged man, he became the vicar general to the Archbishop of Prague and got caught up in a political dispute, willingly or unwillingly, no one knows, between the Archbishop and King Wenceslaus IV and the Popes of Rome and Avignon. For siding with the Archbishop and the Roman Pope, he was tortured and tossed over the side of Charles Bridge in Prague. A crown of five stars was then said to appear over the river. The appearance of the stars was St. Jan's miracle, and they were said to have appeared above the church as well. The layout of the pilgrimage church is therefore also in the shape of a star, and there is a 10-pointed star on the vault, the number 10 being a symbol of cosmic order determined by divine providence. St. Jan of Nepomuk was revered as a saint straight after his death, but was not canonized for 300 years. When his body was exhumed around the turn of the 18th century, something was said to have fallen out of the skull that, upon closer inspection, was found to be an intact tongue, which then turned a vital pink. Jan of Nepomuk was made a saint, and work began on his church in Zjar nad Sázavou, replete with symbols of stars and tongues.
Ambity okolo chrámu mají tvar deseticípé hvězdy, byly vyměřeny současně s chrámem.
Santini himself never saw the 10-pointed wall, which was completed 4 years after his death in 1723. Through the walls are 5 entryways, and in them are 5 chapels. Above the gates there were once 5 statues depicting priestly purity, but only 3 remain. The church itself is built in the shape of a 5-pointed star, also with 5 entryways, 5 chapels, 5 altars, and a pentagon on the original tile floor.
Pětiúhelník najdete také na původní dlažbě.
There are also symbols of a tongue and stars above the pulpit, which shows the scene recreated throughout Central European Renaissance art, with Jan of Nepomuk falling from Charles Bridge. On the altar, then, angels are lifting him back up to heaven. You can probably guess how many angels there are, but it gets a little more complicated than that.
It is not by accident that St. Jan is being carried off by five large angels and three cherubs. The combination of these numbers gives the age at which they believe Jan of Nepomuk died as a martyr, that is 53, according to sermons from the day that have been preserved. We don't actually know when he was born. His remains were last examined in 1972 and 73 by a leading anthropologist who determined that they belonged to a man around the age of 50.
The fascinating inspection of the body of St. Jan, by the way, both corroborated and refuted legends about the famous martyr. His bones actually revealed signs of violence, likely the torture that had allegedly been inflicted on him. The bad news for believers was the tongue wasn't a tongue. It was indeed an oddity, but it was actually a preserved piece of brain tissue. But back to the church, where symbols of brain tissue would likely have been mistaken for symbols of curving tongues anyway, there is not a single straight line anywhere in the floor plan. Everything is arranged in circular patterns. The light from the tongue-shaped windows leaves no part of the interior in shadow, and the radii of the circles are, of course, also not left to chance or simple pragmatism, but form multiples of a basic module of 12 cubits. The number 12 was said to be a divine number that was used for measuring things of God. There are 12 houses of the zodiac, which are ruled by the 12 most powerful angels. There were 12 stones in the ring of the high priest in the temple in Jerusalem, 12 stones garnishing the foundations of the holy city, 12 apostles chosen by the Lord. The measurements of the pilgrimage church symbolize 9 celestial spheres, making the grounds themselves celestial, brought up by the hill above the earth. Numerology, symbolism, and the esoteric aside, the pilgrimage church of St. Jan of Nepomuk is a very beautiful, graceful work of architecture. It was almost lost in 1794 when the nearby monastery was set on fire and a windstorm, it's believed, brought the flames to the church, destroying the roof. The same year, Emperor Josef II had the buildings closed down and the church was left an unprotected ruin. What is now treated as a national treasure, not even the bishop wanted to repair at that time, saying there was no need for it.
It was only 8 years later that a former monk named Bonifác Procházka began repairing it. After much tribulation, he was finally given permission, but only on the condition that he establish a cemetery on the grounds. Until then, there had never been a cemetery, and the entire area was only for pilgrims. Now, once again, there are no funerals here. The graves are gradually transferred to a new cemetery, and by 2016 there should only be a park here. The church also looks as it first did, because the hill has been deforested. If you saw it 60 years ago, you wouldn't be able to see the church at all. It was hidden by the woods, and only a bit of the cross peeked out.
Only now can we see how the pilgrimage church of St. Jan of Nepomuk was supposed to look in its surroundings. Once again, it is a place of pilgrimage, with the main day of the year being the feast of its saint on May 16th.
That edition of Spotlight was with Christian Falvey.